yes, up and flying. Paul Puopolo from the Mighty Hawks is with us. Gee, mate, you got up there. That was a beauty. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Going well, mate. How many times have you watched that back?
No, I haven't watched it.
Come on, mate.
Poppy.
Come on. You're talking to us.
You've told all your teammates you've won the car already.
No, definitely not. Obviously, there's a few guys putting up for Mark of the Year, and if I'm fortunate enough to get it, I'm fortunate enough to get it.
But Jordan Lewis just wants the tyres, mate, because he kicked it to you.
Yeah, he said that to me. He goes, I've seen you there. I'll set it up for you.
That's absolutely, really nice. It is. A beautifully weighted kick.
Definitely. He's a great bit of footy.
Mate, this team just continues to roll on. It's incredible what you guys are achieving. Give us a sense about the vibe there at Hawthorn at the minute.
I guess we're not putting ourselves in that position where we think we're doing all right. To be honest, we don't think we're playing good enough footy to win finals. We think we need to get better because look at sides like Sydney and Geelong. Their best footy is really good. And we want to make sure we're able to play at our best when we need to play at the best. And we just think we're not quite there yet.
So on the back of that then, Paul, with what Alistair Clarkson said publicly last week, what impact did that have on you and the rest of your teammates, do you think?
Well, definitely. The Portland had the Nicky on us for a little while now. So they won the last two, and they've done it pretty convincingly. They overrun us at near the last quarter. So it just showed a bit of... We had to show a little bit of grit and a bit of fight. And Clarko went out publicly, and he put the pressure on us guys. So we definitely responded in the manner that he wanted. And, I don't think he'd be doing that very often, but... Yeah, it was just good to see the boys get the win.
That, to me, is a coach knowing his players and knowing that he'd get a spike in performance. What aspect of your game do you think you need to get better at right now? Because a lot of media people look at your numbers and they look at your contested ball. That's a concern in their eyes. Is it a concern internally?
A little bit, I think. Teams have been smashing us in that area. So if we can get that, we don't have to be winning it, but getting it really close, it's going to give us a strong foot forward in winning the game. And, I guess if we keep working on those little things, just getting them a little bit better, it's going to make us a better side. So I think that's a little bit of everything we need to work on.
Speaking with Paul Puopolo from the Hawks, Paul, where does contested ball rank in priority of some of the other key performance indicators that you look at?
Oh, it's definitely up there. It's especially in our midfield group, it's the number one thing. So for us, it's pretty important for us to even just break even. We don't have to beat teams, but like I said, we have a sort of number. If we're not getting there, we're not going to be happy. So
in a 7-week period, that trend was really falling away, Hawthorn versus Oppo. Was that addressed internally, Paul, to say, boys, we've got to turn this around to get better contested ball numbers?
Yeah, like I said, we had to improve. I think it wasn't saying we had to be number one in this area. It's we have to get better. But I think at one stage we're actually bottom of contested footy.
Yep. So, 18th in the comp, correct?
Yeah, 18th in the comp, and that is not. If you want to be a number one side, you can't be 18th in anywhere. So, and we're relying too much on our side of the game. And if that wasn't working, then we'll get beat. So we had to definitely lift in that area.
I love the aggression, which was controlled by Cyril Rioli last weekend against Port Adelaide. I love a player that stays in control but also backs it up through action. Surely that would be an act of inspiration for you as a teammate to see him go about it that way.
Yeah, definitely. He plays for the jumper, Cyril, so he knew it was a pretty big game and he came out firing. So for us, lucky enough, he comes out firing because... I hate to be the opposition playing on him when he's on his ace game. So, definitely great to have him supporting the team and playing good footy.
Now, have you got a better leap than him?
No, I think he has a better leap.
No, take the mantle, mate. I'm giving you the chance here. Fantastic to see you both up there because not only are you leaping, taking marks, but your tackling pressure has been amazing. You had 7 tackles again against Port Adelaide. How much of a focus, because sometimes I reckon it's hard for players to, when you want to hunt the ball, you want to find the ball, then to transition into that real defensive tackling mode. How much does it occupy of your mind going into games as a focus?
Definitely. Over the last couple of years, I got better as playing more as a forward and had that defensive mindset. I guess when I first started playing borderline, I was all defence. I didn't worry about leading too much. Creating space, I was tackling people. So I think this has got better for myself. I'm still having that tackling tackling ability, but being a bit more attacking as well. So having that dangerous side of both ways. So it was really important to find that balance. I think that came with experience. But for us guys, forward pressures, as soon as we don't have the footy, that's what we're looking at.
Poppy, I'm loving your ability to kick a clutch goal for the team at the moment. How much time do you spend on goal kicking throughout the course of the week for your own technique purposes?
We spend a bit of time as a group. It's something it cost us the grand final in 2012, and since then we've been spending a lot of time as a group doing goal kicking. So I don't do any more than what the group does. So I just quality time, I think, when I'm there, I'm just concentrating on kicking goals and practicing what I need to practice.
It's something you have to master, though, doesn't it, considering the pressure when the stakes get higher, to convert those opportunities and convert the opportunities that the boys up the field give you. Do you take it upon yourself to be an accurate goal kicker?
Definitely. I think it's more the pressure comes when you start thinking about the end result and the outcome of the goal.
Yeah.
I think for myself, I practice on focusing on my technique. So as soon as I know I'm running in and I don't feel right, I know I'm not going to kick the goal. So that's something I'll focus on. Is something I know. So as soon as I'm not taking the right steps or my hand doesn't feel right, I'm not confident in kicking the goal. So that's something I really focus on. And then it gets rid of all that other aspects of in the external thing about kicking the goal, winning the game. So, it's just something I worked on.
Can you believe people were starting to question whether Luke Hodge would play beyond this year?
Definitely. I think he's had it the last couple of years and he's come out and he's played some great footy for us, and he's a great leader. If you watch him play, you can see him pointing, yelling out. So it's like having a coach on the field.
Is he the best captain you've ever played under, Paul?
Yeah, definitely. He's a guy that leads vocally and by on the field performances. So if you can do both of them, you're going to be a great captain.
And it's about his body work in critical situations, whether it's a tackle or a 50-50 chance to win the ball, or even putting up his own body against the flight like he did against Travis Boak the other night. It's just those defining moments in the game that really invigorate his teammates. Is that fair?
Yeah, definitely. And the work he does outside footy, just to get his body right and all the extra stuff. He knows he's getting older. He knows that fact that he needs to keep working, and he puts in the extra time to get his body right so he can play, and that shows great leadership.
I loved your team aspect within the team about when Mitchell of Port Adelaide was tagging your teammate Sam Mitchell of Hawthorn, and there just seemed to be a lot of blocking and screening around stoppage, but even in general play, just to help Sam Mitchell get some separation from his tagger, it was just great to see. Was that spoken about before the game or during the game, or was it just come natural to the group?
It's come natural now that when guys are getting tagged, they put their hand up saying, yeah, you know, someone's running with me, and the boys try to support them as much as they can. Obviously, if the tag is having a massive impact as well, then we'll change our mindset. But it's more about freeing the guy up, and that guy uses, it sort of sacrifices his role for the team and makes everyone else play a bit better as well. And Mitch has done it on many occasions.
Now, Paul, just a text coming in, re-motivation. Does Alistair Clarkson still give you a bit of a rev up in the moments before you get out onto the field, or is it basically up to individuals just to ensure that they're motivated themselves when the opening bounce starts?
I think it depends on the game and how big of the game is. Sometimes the bigger the game, Clarko doesn't say much at all. It's more about the games that, well, you think we wouldn't be performing in against maybe a lower side team, where he thinks he needs to give us a rev up because they think the mindset might not be like that. But the group's come to an age where they know how in themselves and their ability how to get themselves motivated for the game. So there's not many to when he's there yelling at us about switching on.
Poppy, just an off-field situation. Last night I was intrigued watching AFL 360 and Chris Scott and Nathan Buckley's coaches coming on that forum, and Chris talking about the Mitch Clark, Mitch Duncan situation, which involved a teammate at Hawthorn of yours, Taya Miles. Do you know what was said?
No, I didn't even know Taya was involved, to be honest. So, not sure.
Fair enough.
Sure at all.
Are you a sledger?
No, I'm not. I do occasionally open my mouth a little bit. If someone's giving it to me.
Give us some of your best lines, mate.
I don't really start stuff, nah. I just spoke at the footy, to be honest.
Were you saying anything to Kieran Jack this week?
No, I won't. Definitely not.
It's a big test for you, mate. You've been, as by your own admissions, winning but not playing your best football. You'll need to be at near your best to beat Sydney.
No, definitely, especially over there on the SCG. That's, you know, it's a pretty small ground to what we used to play on. It's going to be a real contested game, and that's where we need to step up and prove ourselves.
Good on you, mate. It's been great having you on the show. Well done on your season so far, and good luck. Going to be a great game coming up this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Paul Puopolo, one of the Hawthorne stars and such an important member of their forward half, Mick, and underrated in many aspects. 7 tackles again on the weekend. He does an amazing job.
Oh, it's the combination of their forward line that works so hard defensively. You get Puopolo, Rioli, Bruce. They're the three main ones, but even Gunston supports him in his work rate. Sicily's doing that as well. They're clearly missing Ruffy to a point. We know that he's just one of them bailout options and a relief ruck or even a relief mid, but they're doing a magnificent job at the moment, and full credit to them.
Time for a break.